This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this very special Thanksgiving Day weekend. I hope you're spending it with family and friends. We have a big show for you this week. My first guest is the lovely Dina Martin. She has a brand new CD for Christmas time that we're going to preview on the show today. And then Katrina Balfe will be here. Popular show on the Stars Network, Outlanders. He's part of that. My buddy Mark Summers from Double Dare will be joining us. He's touring the country with that show right now, along with having it on television these days. And then Elizabeth Warner, our toy expert, talking toys for this Christmas season. Next hour from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Keisha Sharp will be here from Lethal Weapon on Fox. Medal of Honor winner, and the name of the show is Medal of Honor on Netflix. But Roma Shah and then Rob Garf regarding sales for Christmas. All this week.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Chestnut roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. When you take a voice like that and a beautiful, beautiful face and an equally beautiful personality, you have our next guest, and that is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and thank you so much for this CD. I love this. It's got all these great songs, but a lot of them, of course, were ones that were sung by your dad and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. I mean, you did a great job with this.
Thank you so much. We put our heart and soul and all of our money into it.
There you go. Heart and soul comes cheap. The money is expensive.
Yes, that's right. You know, it's to have these gorgeous arrangements and these incredible musicians, the big band and
yep.
40 strings and the cellos and harps. And I mean, it's truly Christmas time. And boy, did we have a lot of fun recording it.
What month did you record this in?
It was June. was hot. It was so hot. And so we just cranked up the air conditioning. I got some garlands and put tinsel on the microphone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Because
sure. Well, you know what? It's all...
It's all about feeling the Christmas, and we just really got into the spirit of it, and it was so much fun. Because Christmas is my favorite time of year, of course.
Of course. But, you know, it's funny because I don't think people realize that you record these things so far in advance. That's why I asked. I talked to someone. I don't know who it was. They said that they had a Christmas tree and they had presents and they had hot chocolate. And then they walked out and got in their convertible and was sweating like crazy because it was the middle of the summer. But Dina, for those people who may not know this, not only lives out in California, but in Branson, Missouri, and I missed you when I was out there a couple of weeks ago, but I so badly wanted to see you because we have been missing each other. I think one time you were in Orlando and I was in Branson.
I think that's true. Isn't that well, we're like ships passing in the night.
That's exactly.
But we will definitely get it together. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to didn't get to see you, but I usually every year I do something for the veterans.
Yeah.
And cuz I mean that's why we are all free here today. It's because of our vets. And I'm just so sorry that we didn't get to see you. And I had just done a show, I think, with Tony Orlando.
Yes.
For MDA,
and
I know he was going to be doing the show, but I was already pre-booked someplace else, and it's a heartbreaker for me. I wish there were a couple of me, and I could be everywhere.
I wish there was, too. I'd take one. But we and I have chatted so many times in the past, but I didn't realize all of the things that you were doing. Let me just touch the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Aside from the fact that she made her debut on television a few years back on your dad's show, I'll just say it that way, okay?
Okay.
Professionally trained actress at Dartington College of Arts in the United Kingdom, was on stage with the English productions of Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Taste of Honey, and then in this country with the Star Spangled Girl, and of course her single, Girl of the Month Club, and was on a Monkees episode, and then motion pictures with Young Billy Young, Strangers at Sunrise, A Voice in the Night, and a fitness company, the Dina Martin Total Body Workout, an author of Memories Are Made of This, her tour of Memories Are Made of This. And I also didn't realize, I guess as being told this, it kind of struck a chord that you're also on radio.
On radio, and you forgot to say I was a pilot.
I didn't know that you were a pilot.
You didn't know I was a pilot?
No, I didn't. What are you checked out in?
Yes, well, we own a 310, a Cessna 310.
Do you? Really? Twin?
But I started, of course, on the, 152, 172.
Right.
And,
Cessnas.
Yeah, so it's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. My son was taking, who, by the way, was my son who at 16 years old when we went to California had to go visit your father's grave. I'm telling you. His license plate, I think I told you this once before, his vanity plate on the front said Dino. And the day he found out that your father passed away, he cried like a baby, and he was maybe 15, 16 years old.
Oh, my gosh,
so
you brought him up right.
Oh, absolutely.
How incredible is that?
We had to go to visit your father's grave with a picture of him next to it, or he didn't want to go to California. That was it. I mean, that was the bottom line. But he started flying.
That warms my heart. It's so amazing. And in fact, I was the one who decided to have... On his gravestone, it says, Dean Martin, everybody loves somebody.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, and there's always a rose or something in that little vase that's there. Now, I understand that the Memories Are Made of This, though, might be a movie.
Yes, and we are working on that now. Everything in Hollywood takes forever, so it seems like it's taking forever. But Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay.
And Joe?
And Joe Mantegna, Joe has done so much. He's going to direct it, and the very lovely Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to play me.
Oh, really?
That's very exciting. She's a wonderful actress and a very good singer too.
Yes.
And we look very similar, and so now, trying to get that screenplay written and then figure out who could play Dean Martin.
How about me?
You! Let's see. Now, are you a really good actor, Ron?
Now, let me tell you something. I'm a singer, and I do a medley of your dad's hits, including the one that of course, I'm Italian, so I have to do, Return to Me and everything else.
Of course.
But if you don't do Houston, you're just not going to do it,
Going back to Houston.
Now, Joe would play a good role as your dad.
He did in that Rat Pack movie.
That's right.
And he was, it was so nice to watch him because he was respectful. And he played Dean Martin the way he should be. Cool,
Yeah.
And he didn't do that, you know, sometimes when I see these Dean Martin impersonators and they're playing my father real drunk and things like that, it's just...
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Bob Anderson does a nice routine.
Oh, Bob is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, his hands even become larger.
I know. Well, that's funny. He becomes everybody he plays.
Yeah, I know he does. I know. He becomes Tony
when
Bennett.
When he does Tom Jones and his eyes are open like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's unbelievable. I'm anxious about this movie. I'll be honest with you, Dean. I'm really excited about that.
So am I.
You know I mentioned to you the last time that I bought a Stutz Blackhawk like your father had.
Uh-huh.
And when I show it at car shows, I actually show two people in that car. Three. I have a picture of Elvis. I have a picture of Sammy Davis, and the one right in the middle is your dad next to his Stutz. This is the shot. He's standing in front of the house. His collar is up.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, that was at 601 Mountain Drive in Beverly Hills.
Wow. Yeah, great picture. I love that picture. You live in California, and you live in Branson. Do you have some Branson dates coming up?
Now, I don't know that I'm going to be doing shows here in Branson unless it's for the vets.
Okay.
Because I am mainly traveling all around. When we come to Branson, it's so nice to, we chill out, and I've probably just enough time to change horses and then out on the road again.
Well, let me know the next time you go out and change horses out there, okay? But in the meantime, go out and get Dina Martin, White Christmas. This has got to be playing on your CD player on Christmas Eve.
And it's so beautiful. And I'm not just saying this because it's me. It's just such a good album.
It is.
Put it together so beautifully. My husband, I was a producer, and it's something that everybody needs to have. And just the pictures inside are beautiful. When you have the whole family, the Martins and Sinatras, if they want it personalized, they can go to dinamartin.com, or they can get it on Amazon or iTunes. It's really, really well done, and I'm just so proud of how it turned out.
And you should be, and thank you for personalizing it to me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, for you, anything.
Oh, well, you're a sweetheart. Go to dinamartin.com. Find out where Dina's going to be playing. Dina, happy holiday, dear. We love you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in April. You have a great holiday.
You too, dear.
Okay,
Dina
bye-bye.
Martin. Bye-bye. Dina Martin has been our guest. She is so nice. What talent. And she has a brand new CD out called Dina Martin, White Christmas. And we will be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets, based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, there's no question about it. Our guest is part of a show that is so hot, I don't know if you can even touch it. It just sizzles. It's a presentation of the Starz original series, and it is fantastic. I don't know how to describe it because it's out there, and it's taken from the book series. It's called Outlander. Joining us right now is Katrina Valth, who plays the role of Claire Frazier. Hi, Katrina. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a delight. You are quite the actress. I failed to mention 3-time Golden Globe nominee, BAFTA Award winner, and the 2017 Oscar Wilde Award recipient. And your job on this show is outstanding. This is a phenomenal phenomenon. This is from the book series, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, we have been so fortunate. Diana Gabaldon created this incredible world with her Outlander book series, and she started writing it, I think it's almost 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there was a huge fan base already there that loved and lived by these books, and they were so passionate, and we were so lucky when we first came out with the show that they came on board, and they accepted us, and they welcomed us with open arms, and you know, we've been lucky that season after season we've kind of built upon that and, we have found some fans of our own, and it's been just a wonderful experience.
Oh, there's no doubt about it now. It's adventure, it's history, but it's set with a science fiction type of flavor, no doubt. You're going back in time. But when you saw it and when you read it, did you think the audience would buy into it? Because they have.
I didn't really know. I think... We had an order for our first season already when they started. So I had read the first book before I had even got the job. And I just remember reading it and thinking, wow, if I get this, this is such an incredible adventure and how fun this would be to work on. When we started filming, we didn't really know what the reaction was going to be. We didn't know how the reception would be, but I remember we were probably about a month out of finishing up our first year, and the first episode aired, and the numbers were incredible, and we got to do a big announcement on set, you know, so all the crew who had worked so hard in such crazy conditions for a year got to hear that it was doing well, and it was just such a great moment. I'll never forget it.
Well, it could be in the big screen. I mean, the quality of it is outstanding. Where do you film it?
So we film in Scotland.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Our first three seasons were primarily, the story is steeped in Scotland, and Scotland plays such a big character. Diana has woven this, you know, fictional story, but through these historical events. And so the first few seasons were really about this Jacobite rebellion and the upcoming War of Culloden in Scotland and how that affected our characters. And we have now moved, as many Scottish did after the Highland clearances. We are this immigrant family who've come to the American shores in hopes of a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing as an Irish person who many of my ancestors
sure.
also came to America. So it's really interesting to explore that time period in American history, that pre-Revolutionary War time.
As an actress, is it fun? Is it unique to do a timepiece? I mean, does that bring a little bit more to it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the great thing with doing shows that have that sci-fi or fantasy element is that the rules are there to be broken in many ways. So you get to do things that that are probably a little bit more arch in some ways or more fantastical. But the beauty of that and the challenge of that is that to sell it, it has to be grounded in so much truth. So we get to do things that are just kind of, as you said earlier, out there, but also we still feel like we're playing very real people.
Sure.
So I feel like you get the best of both worlds. It sometimes feels like a very, you know, real drama, but then you also get to do these crazy, crazy things, which is really fun.
I think that's great. Now, for those people who may not know this, and after four seasons and the success of the show, I mean, you got to be under a rock and not to know what's going on. You're married, and you're a combat nurse from the mid-40s, and
yes.
You go back, swept back, if you will, to 1743, okay? And have you figured out how this happened initially? Because this is, you know, I mean, this has got the shades of Back to the Future.
<laughs> <laughs> Well, there's a stone circle involved. And, Claire, in the beginning of season one, she's a combat nurse. And at the end of the Second World War, herself and her husband go to Scotland sort of to rekindle their marriage. And she comes upon this standing stone circle. And she hears something, and she touches the wrong stone, and lo and behold, she's thrown back 200 years. And that creates this beautiful parallel, because the minute she goes back to this 1743, she runs into her husband's ancestor, who is not the nicest guy, and it creates this great, this great battle between this red coat, Blackjack, and then the Highlander that she falls in love with, Jamie, love triangle, I suppose, in some ways, between her husband, his ancestor, and her new man in the 1700s.
This is what's kind of fascinating to me, okay? You can't change anything. Now, you're at the cusp of the American Revolution. You're living in backcountry of North Carolina. I mean, you know what's going to happen with the British ruling class, and you know that there's going to be a bloody rebellion to come, but you can't change anything, can you? Because now you are living in, from the 20th century, you're going back to the 18th century. The Highlander husband, James Fraser, as you talk about, find a home in colonial America in North Carolina, but you can't do anything. In other words, you can't stop anything, can you?
No, I mean, in season two, we sort of explored that idea of if this couple could change the course of history, and as we discovered, they can't. You know, history will run its course no matter what you do. So, they know that they can't change anything. The only thing they can hope for is that they use the knowledge that Claire has to their advantage, and that somehow that foretelling or that prior knowledge will give them sort of an edge on these events, and that they'll be able to maneuver their way out of any real trouble. But, you know, this rebellion is looming on the horizon, and, you know, other members of their family may end up on the other side, and that will create another huge problem for them. But, we're seeing the uprising of the regulators and the problems that are going to come for the British ruling class this season.
Well, you do a great job. You're a terrific actress. There's no question about it. And you bring so much to this. And again, it's The Outlander now in season number 4, a Starz original series. And it stars one talented lady, our guest, Katrina Belf. Katrina, good luck. Please join us again. You're a great guest, and sensational hopes for seasons 5, 6, 7, and 8, okay?
Thank you so much, Ron. So lovely talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. You're a classy lady. And there's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's a new government report on climate change. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Benjamin Backer, founder of the American Conservation Coalition, shares the Trump administration's view that the report is based on an extreme scenario.
Approaching it with the worst-case scenario angle can be kind of dangerous because there are a lot of people who aren't on board yet, and there definitely needs to be more of a bipartisan conversation around this. And unfortunately, this sort of report has pushed away a lot of conservatives from it.
Despite White House criticism of the report, environmental policy experts say the new Congress offers a chance to work on bipartisan proposals to reduce pollution. Scientist Joe Clement worries about the timing of the report.
They released it on Black Friday. That's sort of their obvious MO, but they're stifling science and they're putting Americans and the American economy at greater risk, and that absolutely needs to change.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And our next guest is a longtime friend of ours. We were first met on the lot at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. And he has gone on to do great things in this business. Unfortunately, we don't talk too much. Last time I saw him, I think, was at the NAB convention in Las Vegas. But I will tell you one thing. He and I are the only two people who know who Bill Layden is. Joining us right now is Mark Summers. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Ron, I'm doing good. How's the family?
Everything's good here. How's Alice doing?
Alice is good. We just celebrated our 44th anniversary. Is that insane or what?
I know that. Mine's 45th coming up here in November. I started to think about that for a second. I had to give that some thought. Hey, congratulations. This couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, thank you. You know, we met back when I was doing this on the lot at Universal.
Yes.
And I used to come out and hang out in your studio over there and bonded back in the day. But, yeah, we're back doing it again. Hard to believe.
Oh, that's great. And if you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Double Dare is back. It returned this past June 25th to the Nickelodeon. And Mark now is, you know, he's graduated from the host to now the executive producer and doing a lot of color commentary, which I think is great. I mean, it just ties two generations together, my friend.
Yeah, that's the cool part. You know, Liza Koshy, who is a YouTube star, is now the host of the show. I'm the announcer. I'm the exec producer, but I interact with her during physical challenges, and we're just there to have fun. You know, one thing that I was concerned about is keeping it pretty much the way it was. There was no reason to reinvent the wheel, and we've been able to do that. And the fun part for me is when the parents walk in, they're more excited than the kids because the kids haven't quite gotten up to date on what the show is just yet. And, you know, it was a generational thing. Kids grew up, they get off the bus, run home, and watch this program, and now they have kids the same age they were when they were watching the show. So it's very fun.
Well, I got to confess, I used to watch it, too, with my sons. And, you know, the best thing was when, you know, you got all messed up. I love that part of it because I know how you are, and I'm the same way about having everything copacetic in life. So that's the thing to hear. This is terrific, though. Now, you do it out in California, right?
Yeah, this is the first time. We started in Philly, then we went to New York, back to Philly, then Orlando, and now we're in Los Angeles at the CBS lot on Radford, and we have a stage that's about 10 times the size of what we started with in Philly, and it's just really working out quite well. The audiences are loving it.
Now, you got some added delights here to this thing. Now, you're not only going to be on television, but you're connecting to fans on a kind of a on-the-road type thing with at Mall of America in Minneapolis. You're going to have an all-long gig there?
Yeah, well, Nickelodeon's had a presence there for a long time, and Double Dare will have a presence there for a while, and they're talking about possibly taking this thing back out on the road or around the country as well. So, you know, it's like deja vu all over again, Ron, where, you know, stuff I did when I was 34 years old, I'm now doing at age 66, and, you know, who would have thought?
Yeah. You know, I read someplace, Mark, that you were kind of taken back by all of these reboots of classic shows, and that you just kind of sat back and you waited for the call to come to reboot Double Dare, and it came.
Well, I actually helped motivate that because when I saw that Nickelodeon was bringing back a show called Blue's Clues and another one called Clarissa Explains It All, I just sent an email to the execs and said, hey, am I getting the next phone call? And I woke up 2 weeks later and there was an email at 6:45 in the morning that said, could you give us a call today? I did, and here we are now shooting new episodes. So I think a lot of it has to be motivated. Whether they were thinking about it without my motivation or not, I'll never know. But the opening line on the phone call was, your persistence has paid off. So here we are.
Well, your persistence always pays off. I mean, you are, you know, a man to be reckoned with, as they say in this business. The human hamster wheel is going to be there. The classic gigantic mouth, the ringer, the iconic Double Dare nose. I don't want to, you know, upstage this thing, Mark, but are you going to be at any time a little bit messy like the old days?
Yes. Absolutely. You know, here's the thing. When a parent who grew up watching the show is on with their kid and they win on the obstacle course, or even if they don't, they're sitting there dripping with green slime, whipped cream, and God knows what other substances, and the first thing they want to do is hug me. And you know what? I love that. That's fantastic. The fact they feel comfortable enough, warm enough, and that they want to do it, what am I going to say? No? Of course I'm going to do it. And so it's interesting. You know, back in the day when this show first started, I had obsessive compulsive disorder, but I had not been diagnosed, so I didn't know what that feeling was. Well, you know that I was hosting a show on Lifetime, came out on national TV live, talked about it, then went on Oprah, the Today Show, God knows what other places, and discussed this, and got help. Got behavior therapy and was on medication for a while, no longer. And now that I know what it is, I always say that you're not 100% cured. I'm about 82% cured. So, yeah, it's much better, and I don't have to deal with the craziness that I once did.
Well, I have a philosophy on that, and that is, and of course, I'm in the same situation. Everybody else is wrong. Everybody else is messy. I am okay. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with me at all. Hey, Mark, tell us about On Your Mark. That intrigues me.
On Your Mark. On Your Mark is a documentary that we shot. I was doing a one-man show first in Bloomington, Indiana, and somebody came to me and said, can I shoot the behind-the-scenes of this and do a documentary? And initially I thought, well, that's not a very good idea. They finally convinced me after turning them down three times. And so while we were doing the one-man show, this documentary was being put together. And we took it out for some test launches last October in about eight cities. It did well. We have somebody who's interested, but they have asked us to re-edit it, so we just did. We're going to test it in the Adirondack Theater Festival, so just in about a week or so, and get the newest reaction, and then hopefully we'll get it sold, and you'll be able to watch it on your TVs around the country. But, yeah, it's interesting between the one-man show and certainly the documentary, and I know you love live performing. You're still out singing, doing the big band stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've been doing it. We've had a great time with it. I appreciate you mentioning that. It's a lot of fun. We do all the songs you and I grew up on, and it's fun. I mean, you know, I give you an enormous amount of credit because a lot of the things you do on TV doesn't have an immediate response, like some of the stuff on the Food Network. But, you know, there's nothing like that live reaction that you get when doing a television show or out there being what you do.
It's true. You know, you and I have similar backgrounds in that one of our dearest friends was Ed McMahon,
yep.
And you were actually in business with him. I was just friends with him. But, you know, those kind of performers who kind of had to do it all, they were announcers, they were hosts, they could do news. It's sort of a dying breed. You know, now you have to specialize in one thing or another. And you and I are dinosaurs in this industry, but we keep moving forward and we keep working.
Well, I think it's more fun that way. When we first started in radio, I know that you had to do everything from being a disc jockey to emptying waste paper baskets and everything. But, you know, you learn from the ground up. You mentioned Ed. It's been 9 years this past June 23rd that we lost Ed.
Really?
But I watch on Antenna TV The Tonight Show with Johnny and Ed every night. And the other night, and I love the show, the classic with you and Burt Reynolds.
Oh, absolutely. Man. That was a crazy night.
That was a crazy night indeed. But you handle it with grace because he can be a little intimidating.
Been an interesting career for him, that's for sure.
No doubt. October 6th, 1986 was the premiere of Double Dare on Nickelodeon. Ran from 86 to 93 under the reins of the hosting duties of our friend Mark Summers. And Mark, do you mind passing the torch to Lisa these days?
No, you know, Liza Koshy is doing a great job. You know, it was time. Certainly, could I have done it? Yes. Would it have made sense? You know, she talks the talk and walks the walk of this particular generation. So I think we're able to blend the old and the new with me standing on the side there talking to her and interacting for the parents. And I'm still throwing that joke or two every day that they watch. And that was the fun. I would walk down the street wherever we were doing the show back in the day, and people would say, grown-up-wise, I watch every day for that one thing you do for us. And we're still doing that. I mean, I made a John Travolta Gotti joke the other day, which, you know, the kids didn't know, but the, you know, parents laughed. So, you know, we're keeping it pretty much the same, but with a younger host and a different point of view a little bit, I'd say.
I never forgot the time when you stopped by my house and my sons, who watched you as a child, they said,
yep.
That's Mark Summers. And I said, yeah, I know that. And he said, but he's in our house. I said, I know that, too. I mean, it was like Elvis entered. You know what I'm saying, Mark? You know?
Nights sitting up there in that patio, man. I got to tell you, I reminisce about that and think about that all the time. Those are great times.
That's nice of you to think so, Mark. Hey, wait, you're coming back down to Florida. You're going to be down here shortly?
I'm hoping to get back down there. I haven't been down to Florida. I go to Miami once a year for South Beach Food and Wine, but I haven't been to Orlando in years. But rumor is that we could be down there in the next 3 to 6 months. So you know I will be calling you, and we will be hanging out.
We will be hanging out. The wine and the martinis are ready. The back porch is clean. And we'll be on to our next story of the days gone by.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Give my best to Alice. Congratulations on yet another accomplishment in your career, and that is Double Dare, return to Nickelodeon with the executive producer and color commentary and our longtime friend, Mark Summers. Mark, thank you, my friend.
You be well. We'll talk soon.
Okay, look forward to it. Good luck to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mark Summers has been our guest, been a friend of mine for a long time, and love when he's on the show. And he hasn't been on enough lately, I'll be honest with you. And he's right. Our backgrounds do parallel each other. Want to remind everybody that you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, all you need to do is click on the little icon that says Play, and you'll hear our latest show on demand 24/7, and that includes the one that you are listening to right now. Also, there's an icon that represents the Facebook page, and if you hit that, you and I could be friends on Facebook. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
A live nationwide and around the world, and our next guest, I think one more time on our show, and she will be on the show as many times as me, and that is fine with me, because I always enjoy when she's here. She's quite the lady, and she has been, of course, seen on The View, Fox and Friends, Access Hollywood, QVC. The Women in Toy Association has said that she is the woman to watch in the toy industry. Joining us right now is our friend Elizabeth Warner. Elizabeth, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me back.
Okay, now, you know, of course, that next to my job, well, maybe even before my job, I want your job. I mean, you know, here you are, an adult playing with toys. You can't ask for anything better. You are the lady. You know that, don't you?
You, well, Well, thank you. And I will tell you, every day I am grateful, and every day my four children are grateful as well.
I'm sure they are. There was a toy factory in my hometown that a lot of people in the neighborhood worked for. And, boy, come Christmas time, there was, like, little defects in the toys, and so they were allowed to take them home. Everybody had the latest toys. It was great. But let's talk about what's going to be happening for this holiday season. And I understand that the Xbox is offering something for the entire family, which is really cool.
Yes. So, Ron, I was so excited because my four children are now all of gaming age. So it can get expensive, and also I never know which game to pick for them. So what they've come out with this year is something called the Xbox Game Pass. So now what we do is we gift over 100 great games for under $10 a month. Now, these are family-friendly titles. They're brand-new hot games that are coming out. They're constantly, regularly adding new games. So they're going to have those games that they're desperate to have right away the day they come out. Very, very exciting and great for families to play together because there's so many wonderful different options. So very important, Ron, built into these Xbox consoles. As a mother of four, I'm telling you this is something that was so great to me. We actually have family settings built into these consoles so we can actually manage our children's access to content. So purchasing limits, how long their screen time is, all the content that they're seeing, we can make sure that we're comfortable with it. And even the privacy settings, we can set those so we know who our children are talking to online or playing with.
And these latest toys come out every month for the next year?
All the games, every month. You pay under $10 a month, and there's always over 100 games, and they're constantly being updated.
Yeah, that's a great idea because, you know, a lot of times you give a child a toy, and, you know, within an hour they're playing with the box rather than the toy. You know, they've already had it. This is a great idea. Now, tell us about, this is kind of interesting, a new trend of wearable interactive pets. Explain that to me, Elizabeth. I think you got me on this one.
Yes. All right. So children love these cute little interactive pets, pets that they play with. They may pet them or snuggle with them, and they're interactive. They talk and they make sound. Well, Rapples that have come out this year, they're an interactive pet. You can hear it kind of chitter-chattering. Well, these little guys, their face would fit in, their little body would fit in the palm of your hand, but they're built onto a snap bracelet. So it's all one piece. The kids put the bracelet around their wrist. They turn the little character on. They can pet it. They can talk to it. They can flip it upside down for reaction. They can kiss it. It will react. Its eyes light up. Its little mouth moves. And it has over 50 different sounds and reactions. And, Ron, not only will they listen to me and talk to me, but if you have a few of them together, they all talk and chat and sing with each other as well. So under $15, great for kids ages 5 and up. This is a hot trend already.
You got to play a little bit of that. I know you're playing it in the background because this kind of sounds like the producer on our show. Play a little bit of that, Elizabeth.
Does your producer sound like this? His little squeaky voice?
Yes.
I'm going to have to hear your producer's voice.
As a matter of fact, I thought it was because it sounds exactly like the producer on the show. Exactly.
That's fabulous.
You know, it's always nice to have a toy that not only is fun but educational. And that's a tough fence to straddle. How do you do that, and what are some suggestions if indeed you can?
Oh, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you, as a parent, I turn to these companies that are great leaders in the educational toy world, one of them being Learning Resources. So Learning Resources conducted some polls this year, talked to some parents. They found that 8 out of 10 parents consider it important that at least one holiday gift for their children have a STEM-related component. That means science, technology, engineering, and math. So they created something, Ron, called the 77-piece Botley the Robot Activity Set. Now, Botley the Robot is about the size of, if you put your two hands up, he's about that size. So he's a little pint-sized robot. He comes with a controller. Your children are going to program him through that. It comes with a bunch of obstacles and cards and things. The kids set up an obstacle course. Then they have to program the robot to actually go through that obstacle course, not knock anything over. They are playing and having fun. They have their own robot, which they're so excited about, that's so interactive and great. But as parents, here's what we get to know. They're learning their critical thinking because they have to think about how to get the robot to go through different things. And they're learning about basic coding because once they figure out how to get through that obstacle course, they have to code the robot in order to do that. Really fabulous. This is great. It's recommended for children ages 5 and up. So, yes, we're introducing these important skills at a younger age now.
Now, as we know, every year there's a tradition, a holiday tradition, you know, Cabbage Patch dolls. Do you remember what I always talked about as my traditional Christmas gift? Do you remember, Elizabeth?
Oh, goodness, remind me.
The high-tech slinky game, okay?
Slinky! I love the slinky.
I know, that's the high-tech of my life. Well, let's talk about the holiday tradition for this year called Reindeer in Here.
Reindeer in Here is a brand-new holiday tradition, Ron. It was created by a daddy. He has two young children. He looked at current holiday traditions, and he didn't approve of them for his children. He wanted to make a tradition that was not stressful for parents and was lovely for children. So this comes with a book, and it comes with a little plush reindeer. This reindeer has different size antlers. One is bigger. One is a little small. All the characters in this book, by the way, have something a little bit different about them. The snowman has a candy cane nose rather than a carrot. And what this book and story teaches is that different is normal. Really important core message for children, especially in today's day and age, that we know that different is not only okay, but it's normal and it's beautiful. This little reindeer, by the way, is adorable. Your children are to take it everywhere they go. Santa sends him down in the beginning of December. He's going to follow your kids through their regular everyday lives, whether it's nap time or play time. And then, as it gets closer to Christmas, yes, he's reporting into Santa about the beautiful things your child does every day, all the fun that your child has. So it's a positive message for children. It's a lovely thing for parents to snuggle with their kids and read this story, but there's no nightly obligation for parents. It's got lots of awards already. It's the most awarded Christmas tradition. And Ron, last year this came out on Black Friday on Amazon and sold out in 2 hours.
Wow.
So this year, it's also available in 1,200 retail stores. Check it out on reindeerinhere.com.
Elizabeth, where can we go for all the information more that we chatted about today?
You can go to our website, which is wernerinfo.com.
And we will be talking to you as we get closer to Christmas, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I can't wait to come back.
Elizabeth, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your next visit.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, dear. Elizabeth Werner, a toy expert in the industry. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days.
face. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. I want to thank my guests this first hour, the beautiful Dina Martin, Katrina Balf from Outlander on Stars, Mark Summers, who's touring the country along with his TV show that he did many years ago and back to doing again, Double Dare, and Elizabeth Warner. Next hour from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro with her new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, Keisha Sharp from Fox's Lethal Weapon. On Netflix is a great show called Medal of Honor. We'll be talking to Clint Romeshaw about that. And then the Vice President for Salesforce giving us some trends on Christmas shopping this year with Rob Garth. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.